Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girls. I'm your girl, Marisa.
And San Mateo.
And we have a very special guest host with us. Why don't we welcome Mo.
Yo, you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Good. Wow. Why don't you just tell everybody very briefly who you are?
Well, I'm Mo from Mo Enterprise. Motivational speaker, entrepreneur, all of the above. That's like my little thing. I say all of the above. I'm excited to be here, man. You know, I'm just looking to inspire someone again. But we got a great topic tonight. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
My 2 cents and a half.
Give us like 3 cents. Give us like three.
I'm about to go ahead and give you a five then.
I ain't gonna go too much.
I don't know. There's two against one right now, so I don't want to.
Hey, we want to hear it. Right, we want to hear it. So that makes it better.
This is going to be fun because, one, we've got Mo right here live in our studio. Right. So this is awesome. We're having fun. Jen is here. We got some really cool people that are behind the scenes that you can't see as well. But you can't really see us either. But you know we're here. Oh, my God.
We have a full house today of great people.
This is great. I love having people around. So
cool. Nice house. This is nice. People. This is really cozy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's my playhouse.
Yes.
No, really, people are like, you don't have an adult house, you have a playhouse. I said, well, when I marry and then my husband and I get a house, a real house, then I'll get real adult furniture. And, you know, but until then, I'm going to keep my girly girl playhouse. So this is my playhouse. So welcome to my playhouse today.
Well, I hope it's not the last time I'm here.
Okay. So we got a really good topic on tonight. Will social media make or break your relationship? I don't know. We're going to get into that in just a minute. In just a minute. But listen, we hope that you guys have gotten a great start to your week. It's Tuesday. You know, we come to bring a little joy into your life, hopefully, a little inspiration. We hope that we make you laugh, and we hope that we make you feel great about yourself. You know, we share our lives with you, basically, every week, and we tell you what's going on. I know I had a great weekend, and I hope that you did as well, Jen. We've had a lot going on these past couple of days, and there's a lot to come. I'm excited. Like, there's a lot of events and things that are coming up. So,
absolutely.
But I know you went away, Jen, right, for a conference. Right? How was that?
It was amazing. I had a wonderful, excellent weekend. One of the best weekends I've had in a long time. So, yeah, it was a great weekend.
Okay.
What conference did you go to? TDJ?
No.
That was more of a business.
Okay. Yeah, it was Jake's favorite conference, man. You know.
Oh, man.
That's good.
I can't wait to get away and go on another vacation. That's what I'm looking for.
I haven't been on one yet.
Yeah, summer is coming, and my son is going away, so I'm going to be kid-free.
Me too. We're going to party right here in this house.
I do want to say that there is this inspirational conference that I have coming up, the Bad Girls Conference, that's Blessed and Delivered.
Oh, man.
Actually, Mo is a part of that speaker lineup. So, that's Saturday, August 29th.
Bomb,
though. Listen, get those tickets on Eventbrite.com. It's the Bad Girls Conference. Eventbrite.com. Check it out. I mean, we've got lots of great things that are happening. Powerful, inspirational women are coming together to talk about fashion, beauty, health, their love for God, and just being proud of who they are, being confident in who they are and what they do. And we just really want to give back to other women. This is going to be fun. That's why we named it the Bad Girls Conference. It's like very youthful, very catchy, but we're blessed and we're delivered. So check us out. We would really, really appreciate that. It's Saturday, August 29th. And I'm happy that you're going to be the first male speaker.
I know.
That we
have. You're making history out here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, also, they can get a discount. If I can do this quick plug.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want a discount, please put in the promo code MWBAD. You will get a discount. Also, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Speaks with an H, M-O-E-H Speaks. And also follow Marita so you can get more information on how to register in about the conference itself.
Absolutely. Right. I'm on Facebook. You can also hit up the Late Night Girls. Always go to that page, and you can reach me there on Twitter,
and we'll
be posting the links
right,
anyway.
Right, we're going to post all the most stuff and the link and the quotes and everything. So definitely check it out.
I'm excited to just, like, get into the topic. Actually, you know what? Let's do what we normally do because we're a little bit let's play our song. And I think this one is a special song because, you know, this is how I met Mo. So everything's surrounded by Mo today.
All right, Mo.
We've got an independent artist here, Elise These Arms.
Oh, yeah, this is my song.
Yeah,
right here.
This is the song. Oh, yeah. You manage her, right?
I sure do.
Yeah, he manages this artist.
Here we
go, Elise These Arms. And,
It's in desperate need. No blood can reach this artery. On froze, I can't breathe. I'm blind. I can't see why you would turn away. My soul can't take this pain. You left with so much at stake. Will I ever trust you again? Should you ever?
Okay, so social media, is it hurting or helping your relationship? To me, I feel it could definitely hurt. Most times it's going to hurt, but it depends how strong your relationship is. But I know one of the main things that we were talking about is if your significant other blocks you on social media. back to me. Oh. Number one, no. I had my ex-boyfriend block me. After I caught him cheating, and then he blocked me because I guess he didn't want me catching him no more. And, of course, that was the end of that. So,
You know what? So my thing is, talking to this guy, you know, it's been a couple months. We're still, like, we haven't put a title on it, really. But I thought that we were, you know, trying to get to know each other and things are going in the right direction. And he sent me this link to his Twitter page to check out, like, a video. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I didn't even know he's on Twitter. Oh, cool. Okay. So I just kind of go through and I followed him on Twitter. And then I remember I was talking to you.
Yeah.
And there was, like, Jen, and, you know, something came up. And I was like, oh, let me show you what was this, whatever, on Twitter. I went back. And it says, you've been blocked from following.
Oh. And I was like,
I like almost fell out. I'm like, what reason would he even have to block me? Like, I didn't even say nothing about a tweet, a post, no nothing. Like, why would you just automatically block me? So that was it for me. I was like, oh no. Like, I sent him this text. I was like, listen. I was like, can you please explain why you blocked me from your Twitter? I wasn't gonna say anything because I also noticed now. He didn't accept my friend request on Facebook. And I thought maybe he just overlooked it. See, we women be making excuses, like, oh, and giving people the benefit of the doubt too much. Like, oh, well, maybe he just didn't see that. You saw that friend request come in for me.
Red
so
flag.
Then this confirmed it that he just did not accept it. And then he even said it. So we got on the phone. He called me. He's like, because I was like, I'm done. You blocking me from Twitter? I was like, I feel like you got something to hide.
Yes,
I'm like, I am very open with, like, my social media accounts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't take it that seriously. I promote my businesses with it. I'm like, there's nothing too crazy. If I have to block, I'm like, then I shouldn't probably be posting it in the first place.
Right.
You know, I feel like it should be open, and this is a representation of who you are as a person. It shouldn't be anything too crazy that you can't let the world see. So don't post it at all. So I'm just like, he said, why do you think I didn't accept you on Facebook? I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. So he's like, oh, well, people that, you know, I'm potentially involved with or talking to, I just think that it's a bad idea. It breaks up relationships. I was like, but you could have said something to me about it instead of just blocking me. I feel like that was just underhanded. That was sneaky. And, you know, like, I already saw your posts and whatever, your tweets. I'm just like, he was like, why are you following me and trying to check up on me anyway? I was like, what? That's how you look at it? Like, so then that was another thing. I'm like, so now you think I'm following you and trying to check up on you? I'm like, I follow all my friends. I was like, it's not a big thing to me. Like, that's not why. I'm not, like, trying to spy on you. But I'm like, we usually post, like, stuff about inspiration, God, life. You know, it's just fun to me. It's not that serious. So I was, like, shocked. I was, you know, I even had to do a little poll on this. And I will pull up the things that
comments.
We got in the comments.
We got a lot of comments. We both
Indeed.
Posted them, and we both
and even
got
you
a lot
commented
of comments.
On that as well.
With me, I had a ex-girlfriend block me. But she tried to get smart and go off on me, and then try to block so I couldn't respond to her. I'm like, I got your number. I can text you. Why are you trying to write you? But see, her thing was, she was one of those people who everything that I posted, she thought was about her.
Oh, okay.
You know, some stuff did apply to her, you know, but I would tell her to her face. I didn't have to post it. You know, some stuff I posted, it was a repost. I like what it said, and I just reposted it, but she took offense to it. Get that text message. Why are you talking about me? I'm like, what are you talking about?
And that's what he said that he didn't want to happen. But I'm like, you didn't even give me a chance for it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it must have happened with his last girlfriend or something. But I'm just like, you should not just automatically block me. You should have talked to me about this first and, you know, at least give me an opportunity or something.
Right.
I was like, I don't care what you post. I'm not going to question every little thing.
That's different. With her, it was a whole nother. It was like, I could have posted anything, a picture of a son. She could have found something wrong with that. And
how dare you? How dare you? You think I'm not funny enough?
Like, it's nice. Why you should post a picture of the moon. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, but...
Oh,
she was
my
someone
God.
Who was very, you know, she was very
insecure
in herself, you know, and she hung around other women. I won't say the name of the group.
We're talking about you now.
Because this ain't my show, so I would have, if it was my show, I would have blasted it. But y'all know who y'all are. Man,
what do you want? We're not.
They preach that you don't need a man, you know, but I don't want to do all that right now. But, you know, you got influence from people who are insecure themselves, when you let them inspire you, whatever you call that, then you start to feed off of that, and
right.
you know, you start thinking things that ain't true, and your mind starts roaming. That's what she did. So it was like she tried to find truth in the lies that she built in her own mind from people who live in the same thing she lived in.
Right.
You know, so it was like, this ain't gonna work. So yeah. So I'm glad she blocked me. I wouldn't have blocked her. I didn't care. I was
right.
just like, whatever. But it's different because you were opposite with him. You know, it wasn't like you were trying to hurt. She was trying to find something wrong with what I was supposed to.
I really wasn't, like, at all.
Yeah.
I was not trying to find anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking at it. He's like, why would you scroll through my stuff? And I even liked a couple things, but I was like, is that strange? Like, was
yeah.
I not supposed to do that?
No, he definitely has something to hide. I feel like if you want to block people, if someone that you're potentially dating or who is actually your girlfriend or a significant other, if you're blocking them, you definitely have something to hide. Like, what is there that your old friends and whatever. Right, you should definitely be open. I wouldn't date someone who would be blocking me and would have a problem with me posting on their page or saying something.
Oh,
actually,
no.
My ex would, like, if I post something on a picture that he says, if I comment it, he'd be like, why did you comment on that? You just want everybody to know we're together. I'm like,
what?
We've been together for so many years. Everybody knows we're together.
Well, that happened to me once. One of my ex, actually, I was talking to a friend of mine who was asking about my food. When are you going to cook for me? So I was like, oh, you haven't called me in a while. You texted me. So my girl was like, am I missing something here? I was like, what's wrong? You know, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait, why are you under my picture? Like, this girl was my ex-girlfriend's best friend. Why would I want to, you know, just like, well, I just want to make sure. I'm like, what, why are you?
Oh, my God.
Then the girl ended up blocking me, deleting me from, I'm like, you know, I ran the girl off now.
Oh, my God.
Are you missing something? Missing what? Why would I, if I was that dude to cheat like that, why would I do it open, you know, on a page that everybody can see?
Well, some guys are thirsty like that.
I used to be one of those, like, jealous girls. That, like, any little thing, I'd be like, but that was before social media, though.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, she was all one of that, like, this is me.
If I would have saw a text come through or something or read an email or whatever, I would have been questioning, like, what, you know?
Yeah.
But that was maybe I was a little secure back then. But now I'm just like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
If my man's fine and I know it, I'm like, girl's going to be trying to holler, you know?
Right.
What am I going to do? I have to trust him. Like, I feel like
yeah.
now I'm
right.
like, I should be able to trust you enough.
True.
Because I have guys that try to talk
True.
To me as well.
True.
So, like, you have to trust me that I'm not going to go, like, giving every guy my number or I'm having some secret relationship.
True.
Behind the scenes, I'm like, you just have to be able to trust. But, like,
right.
you should be happy that, you know, we're both getting all this attention. Like, so I'm going to read a couple comments from Instagram that we've gotten.
Yeah,
one person says, only reason a person would block their significant other is if they have something to hide, period. Any reason other than that, the relationship needs some serious evaluation because it really shouldn't be that serious. I agree 100%.
Right.
Definitely. Another one is by Patrice Jolene. Oh, that was Troy Oliver who
mm-hmm.
said that one. I told everybody I would be, you know, putting the comments out there.
Yeah.
Patrice Jolene, personally, if you have to block me on anything, there's no reason for us to be together. And that's how I feel.
Right.
Why are you blocking me from anything? And then you know what? I even have other friends that are friends with him and goes to my church that are friends with this person on Facebook and Twitter. So I feel like you're blocking me from that part of your life. If you say that I'm supposed to be somebody special to you, then how am I the only one being blocked, but there's other friends that
right.
can follow you? I feel like you're excluding me from that life. Like, I want to be a part of your personal life as well. Especially if you see, you know, you say there's potential with us, then, like, I'm questioning that.
Definitely.
He's just like, there's just some things I don't want my girl to be involved with and everything. Negro,
well,
if we're going to be married or something in the future, I'm going to be in everything. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I got a comment that said, well, basically, I don't get blocked. Okay. Well, why would he block you? Unless he's hiding something, and if anyone has things to hide, then they shouldn't be together. Privacy is one thing, but blocking and hiding is another, which I completely agree with. There's one thing that's privacy, you know, you have your own privacy, but, like, if you're blocking someone from something that everybody else can see, like your old friends, even family members, but you want your significant, you're trying to hide it from your significant other, that just seems really, really shady to me.
I know. I can understand if, you know, I was trying to go in, like, Facebook messages and say who's in his DM.
Oh.
No. And even that, you know, again, that's all a part of trust and everything. But I was really disappointed. Like,
well, I know some girls who date people who are in entertainment who don't want to follow their job because they can't deal with the attention that they get.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult when you date somebody who is a senior. rapper, actress, whatever, you can't, I mean, obviously they're going to get the attention they're going to get.
Right.
They can't deal with that.
Well, I think that all goes back to how strong your relationship is. You know,
even
you
though
it's
secure, they still feel like,
yeah, I'm sure that
it just bothers me that they get this much attention. You know,
because
they feel like they're taking a back seat to everything. It's not that. It's just
that's
their
job.
That's
along with the territory, right, with your job.
Yeah, I guess. But
if you can't handle that, then you shouldn't be with that person.
Absolutely true. I've had a relationship before where I felt really secure in it, that no matter how many girls will try to hit on this guy or whatever, I felt so secure this person loved me so much that he wasn't going to, like, try to hit on them. So things like that wouldn't matter. So you got to have a certain levels of security within your relationship, a strong bond and foundation within your relationship in order to, you know, and not let social media definitely just like run things and see how it goes.
It just all comes along with your mindset, your mentality, your maturity.
That's true.
As well. So, because everybody just can't handle certain things.
Right.
And I feel like if you can't handle certain things that I'm doing and I'm being open and honest with you, then you can just exit.
Right.
Sure.
To the left. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is awesome. This
is
like,
so,
this is really good stuff. So,
yeah.
Mo.
I've never blocked, but hold on.
Think about it.
I never blocked somebody I dated, per se, but I did block someone who I was really close with, only because, like, I felt like it was easier for myself to go. You know, you got those Instagram, Facebook prophecies and stuff like that. You try to look at your stuff, and they're like, they got to work together. So I was finding out there was one of my pastors saying stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, Pastor, how you, oh, so, I mean, they were printing out posts for me, like, you said this.
Oh, no.
What?
I remember I said the A word on one of my posts, right? No lie. I said the A word, right? Mind you, I'm, you know, a youth group, whatever. So I get called in the office by my pastors and like, oh, Mo, you said this. I was like, dang. I had the whole, I was like, dang.
We're watching you.
That is too much.
And I was like, he went this far. And they actually wrote out, you know, print something. You can't print it out. You got her. So she wrote, like.
What you said?
The caption. I'm like,
oh, man.
You went this far to do all this?
Oh, my God.
Caught me off guard.
That's extreme.
Yeah. So I'm like.
My
so
pastor
that I
follows
posted,
me.
Yeah. Everything that I posted is like this person will go in and find something to go tell my pastors. To make it look like I'm like, come on, dude.
Oh, that's
really?
Horrible.
It was. So I was like, you know what, block you. And I would see this person every week. You know, they weren't talking to me or whatever. It didn't bother me. You're going to do some stuff like that. Like, you get blocked.
I am who I am.
Not only on Instagram, you get blocked.
I don't care.
My life. Straight like that.
You know who I think should definitely be blocked? Your ex-boyfriend. Block your exes. Like, especially if you still, I don't know. I feel, I usually block my exes if it's like, if I feel that, I don't want to know what they're doing. Sometimes they post things to get you jealous, and you might.
It depends
have
on how the relationship ended.
Yeah,
I think.
If it was like, and if it ended bad, then I feel that maybe you should block them because one, I don't want to see what they're doing. If they're with someone else or whatever, if I'm trying to heal and move on, then I'll block them. Maybe later on, you know, if they add me back on or if I add them.
Yeah, I don't
but
block
like
nobody
in the beginning.
Except for that.
Oh,
that
I got
one,
many people.
She blocked me. And that same day, I went right by her in church, took a program, and kept it moving. Bye. I ain't even know her. Thank you. Bless you.
Oh, my God.
So I got a couple of exes that follow me. You know, we cool. Like,
no, it's like
I cool
with
all my exes.
How,
like, it ain't nothing
how it
like,
ended,
no
really.
Tension,
yeah.
Except that one, because she hang with that man basher group.
Oh, good.
But, yeah.
You know what? We've just been talking and talking. Listen, if you're just tuning in to the latter part of the show, we've been talking about social media and relationships. Will social media make or break your relationship? Actually, if you have a comment and you want to call in really quickly, that is A-okay. What's our number? 323-792-2900. Definitely can call in and leave us a comment and let us know what you think. Have you been blocked by significant other, a friend, and why? And, you know, for what reason? We just want to know, do you think it's okay for couples not to follow each other, to block one another? I absolutely do not think that it is okay.
Neither do I.
You should be open. You should be honest in every area of your life. Like, that's just point blank. So,
yeah, especially with your significant other. You know, if you plan on having a future with this person, they should know about.
And this is social media. Like,
it's open to everyone. Like, why? I just don't get it.
I just don't view it as being that serious. Like, I don't. I use it for business purposes. I network with people on social media. It's like an open book. You know, even my mom sometimes tells me, though, she's like, you get too personal. You posting. Like, I share certain things, like maybe certain events and things that I'm doing. But I mean, I don't tell you when I'm going to the bathroom or nothing, you know. So that, I'm not like that.
For Twitter.
No.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to say I'm going to the bathroom.
And, you know, I don't tell my every move like that, though. But I do share things that I'll post, you know, about life and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I have stopped, like, I don't tell people about how crazy I get with a boyfriend or anything either. So I stopped that.
Hi,
or if
crazy.
I'm, like, really upset with him at this point, no. But I will turn it into a show topic. So stay tuned.
Ridiculous, but if you post into the depression or that I want to take my life and all, I'm like,
oh my
please,
goodness.
You don't need to be on no social
media. I actually stopped following people like that.
I'm like, really?
I feel like they're seeking attention. Like,
you want a hug?
Way too much attention.
We need a hug emoji.
What?
Yeah. I just put hugs in the little asterisk and that's it.
Bye. Maybe I should start a business where I go hug people.
I don't know about
maybe
all that. I don't hug everybody.
Wait, are you getting
I don't hug everybody.
Business paid, yes, not a free
so
thing.
They want to, you want to
pay
people
for
pay
hugs.
For a hug.
No, that's just even more depressing. You have to pay for a hug. Maybe that'll be part of the ministry or something like a hug ministry.
Yeah,
you know?
The fellowship hug. Right here,
like,
give them a fellowship hug.
Okay.
It'll be all right. They might get an air hug with me. I'll be all up close on people. It'll be right sometimes.
Yeah, you can't get too close to everybody.
Yeah.
Not at all. So listen, some of the things, we just want to give a couple little points. Mo, pitch in, because we're going to be wrapping up the show in a minute. But just some things that, you know, how can you thrive as a couple in a relationship on social media? Like, here's one thing that I feel for sure. You know, you can send, like, positive notes and post them on your significant other's page. You know, that's very positive. Do some things like that.
I like to see that. I like to see when, like, couples interact on social media, you know, and you kind of see their personalities together, like they joke around. I think that's kind of cute.
Cool. Having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, though, it needs to start before social media, because some relationships on social media be fake.
It's
social,
that's
like,
true.
It's just on the internet. But I think if you have, right, make sure it matches with your real life. If you post some stuff, this is my boo. Or my husband, whatever it is, y'all really divorced, or y'all separated in real life. Like, that's not being real. I think it needs to be, first of all, honesty, communication, open before anything else. Post what is real. Don't post any fantasy, because that's what social network is, a fantasy.
It is.
Some people live their life through that. Don't let it be you.
Right, and some people get depressed over it.
Yeah,
over the
real.
Fakeness. People's fakeness. People get depressed over it.
Everything is not what it seems, people.
It's so ridiculous.
Not. The
grass is not always greener on the other side of that laptop screen. I'm sorry to tell
you. It's really brown on the other side.
Well, my grass
is green.
My life is perfect.
It's dark and gloomy, and they really need more help than you do. And if you really step over into that other side, you will see that your life was better off. Like, what? Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Let me go back.
Yeah, and if stuff like that bothers you, talk about that with each other. Like, I don't like when you post things like this. Hear each other out. I think that helps. You know, they may not always adhere to what you're saying, how
right.
you feel.
Right.
But at least you guys can come to a common understanding that, okay, you know, my ex-girlfriend, when she posted that, I was like, hold on, excuse me, like, babe, what's going on? She told me I was insecure about that thing, I got bothered me, so I stopped doing it. So at the time, I wouldn't post
That's
anything
great
because
that you really
I was respecting
stopped.
How she felt because she wasn't there yet. So it was my responsibility to make her feel like she was secure and give her reasons to know that. I'm not going to do anything that's going to make her feel like, you know.
Well, my friend did not make me feel good about this at all. He was laughing at me and talking about me. It's like, really? Are you serious? Like, you're just, like, going all overboard over this social media thing. I was like, it's just how I feel. I'm sorry.
Well,
you know,
but some stuff like
think...
that, it's really deeper than social media. A lot of stuff is just, like I said, we live our life sometimes through these resources, and it's not good.
Right,
so,
yeah. And I know we mentioned this before, where people just are not enjoying the moment. They're basically at a restaurant taking a picture of their food or their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or even got a story where they were at the bar and they just see just a bunch of girls taking selfies the whole
mm-hmm.
time. No one's dancing.
Somebody else's
no
money.
This world is so superficial and so caught up in so many different things, online and creating this false reality for sure.
True.
And you know, people just need to live. Just live. Enjoy your friends and your family while you have them right there in front of your face.
True.
I think it's definitely great to connect with social media for business, networking purposes, but there definitely should be a limit to it. And then, you know, living your real life.
True.
because they say social media is supposed to connect you with people all over the world and this and that, but that's great. But then if you don't really have no, you can have 5,000 friends online,
that's
but maybe like five friends in real life. You know, right? You buy people buying them. I can't. I'm like, whatever. If I don't really get that many people to follow me, then whatever.
Oh, that
like,
Instagram. I have 4,000.
So
I got like 2 followers now.
I love so many people. I was like, man, I'm really popular. All these people like me. Then I got like thousands of people. I'm like, who were these people? Why are they following me? They were safe. Like,
mad Asian,
right?
Mad Asian people.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy, crazy, crazy.
You're like, hold on.
That purge was real.
Oh, guys, well, this has been really, really fun. All right, so we've been talking about, folks, social media, will it make or break your relationship? And, you know, it really can go either way. It really can, just depending on the people, actually. So hopefully you've taken heed to what we've talked about tonight. Hopefully we've helped you in some way. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Thank you so much, Mo.
Thank y'all for having me. That's just fun.
You gotta come back.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Really.
We always want a man's perspective on things. So.
Absolutely.
Yay. Awesome.
Dude,
awesome.
I'm
going
to give it to y'all. Really small. Great, no chaser.
The realness.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? This there will be a segment of this show that you can actually see live thanks to our video guys back here. Why don't you just come and say your names real quick? Say hi. You know, they've been like really cool behind the camera over here.
Oh, come on in.
Tell us your name. Tell everybody your name.
Don't knock the drink down.
And tell us a little bit more about what you do.
What are you guys doing?
So I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jacob.
We're working on an initiative called Midway. Basically, we're trying to inform the world of other options other than the reality show star. Superstar athlete, just everything that's not in the media. We wanna let everyone else in the regular world dictate what's popular and what's media is.
And
bring
the spotlight back onto, you know, normal everyday
people.
Right.
Just like ourselves.
I love it.
And then we another aspect of it is we're just looking at like everyday concepts, similar to what you're doing, and going more into depth.